If you'd like to just begin by being as comfortable as you can be, just sitting with your back straight and shoulders relaxed, let yourself settle. Take a few moments to make any adjustments you need to make in your posture. The more comfortable and relaxed we are, the more we're able to open to whatever guests are coming to visit, the internal guests or the guests from outside, the honking horns or whatever may be coming. So let yourself settle. If you'd like to let your eyes close and allow your attention to come inward, you might do that, relaxing the eyes as though you're looking down into your own body. Alternatively, if you prefer to keep your eyes open, just have a soft, unfocused gaze a few feet ahead of you. To let yourself settle, let the mind and the body come together, feeling the contact of your body with the chair or with the cushion, your feet with the floor, your hands with your lap or your knees or your thighs. It may be helpful, can be helpful to take some deeper breaths to kind of let us shift out of the active to-do mode into the more relaxed, sometimes called rest and digest mode of the nervous system. So you might take a nice deep in-breath, filling the lungs, filling the body with the breath, then releasing, letting go on the out-breath. Like you might take a few full breaths, nice deep in-breath as though you're inflating a balloon, and then on the out-breath, releasing, relaxing, letting go. Breathing in, just inviting in a quality of calm. You could say that word silently to yourself, calm as you breathe in. Calm as you breathe out. Breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the mind. And when you're ready, just let the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Let the breath be as it is. In breath, out breath. Let your attention come into the body. You might begin just by placing your awareness at the scalp area, top of the head. Slowly move the attention down the body, inviting a relaxing of each area in turn. Particularly those areas where we tend to hold stress and tension. Just bringing awareness to the facial muscles, muscles of the eyes, the area of the face. Inviting a relaxing of that area. Imagine any tension just draining down through the body and into the earth. Relaxing, letting go. Dropping down to the shoulders, the back of the neck, where we often hold tension, particularly if we spend a lot of time looking at a screen. So notice if there's any unconscious holding tension in that area. Just invite a relaxing. And again, just letting any tension feel as though it's draining down into the earth. relaxing the shoulders, coming into the torso, where we tend to tense up if we're busy or in a hurry or under stress. See if you can relax the muscles in the belly. Relax the chest. Let the breath come into a relaxed and open belly. Inviting a relaxing of each area in turn, coming down to the lower body, the abdomen and the groin, onto the legs, thighs, and calves, feet. Inviting any area of tightness or tension to soften and relax. So sitting in a way that's relaxed and at the same time alert. So a sense of ease, calm, relaxation, but also aware of your experience, aware of bodily feelings, aware of sound, sensations. One other very simple practice that invites an attitude of receptivity and ease is to invite a smile or a half smile to your face. So you might just allow the muscles at the corners of your eyes and the corners of your mouth to just move into the smile, half smile of the Buddha. If it helps, you might think of somebody you care about, somebody you love. Something that makes you feel happy. And the smile sends a message to the brain and the nervous system that we can be at ease, that we can let go of any hypervigilance. And the smile can be an expression of the attitude that we bring to whatever is coming up in our experience. See if you can meet it with a smile, with the attitude, with the expression of a smile. Very helpful image for the attitude that we cultivate in mindfulness meditation is of welcoming the guests, welcoming whatever is arising in the body, in the heart, in the mind, anything coming from outside, to meet it with a welcoming attitude, with an attitude of kindness and acceptance. The Sufi poet Rumi speaks of welcoming the guests. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows, he says, treat each guest honorably. So how is it to meet whatever guests are present for you right now? Whatever feelings, emotions, moods, thoughts, sounds, urges, to meet them with a receptive and non-judging attitude. Can be helpful to use a focus for our attention to help us rest in this moment, the present moment's experience. Just to come back when the mind moves into thinking, as at times it will. So you might find it helpful to just bring a light, gentle awareness to the experience of the body breathing. Sensations of breathing in and breathing out. Not doing deep breathing or controlled breathing, but just meeting the breath as it is right now. In breath, out breath. The Buddha's instructions on mindfulness of breathing began very simply. He said, breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. So just this simple knowing, this awareness of breathing. In breath, out breath. when you become aware that your attention has moved from the breath into thought, into plans or memories or daydreams, conversations, you might just pause and gently let your attention come back to the breath. You might see if you can do it without adding anything, without judging yourself or being frustrated, just simply noticing that this is what the mind does under certain conditions. And the training is to just keep noticing and coming back, noticing, coming back. And if judgment arises or annoyance or frustration, see if you can meet that with kindness. Just simply noticing that this is what's here right now. You might ask, how am I meeting this moment? How am I meeting this moment? What's my attitude? Am I resisting, pushing something away, spacing out? Just notice what's present and meet it with kindness. Just saying yes to whatever is present, meeting it with a kind and accepting attitude. Poet Dorothy Hunt says, peace is this moment without judgment. Peace is this moment without judgment. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. This moment in the heart space where everything that is welcome. One of the most helpful and important things to remember in this practice is that we can begin again in any moment. We can come back to this breath, come back to the body, come back to this moment, no matter what has gone on before, how long we've been lost in thought or caught up in some difficult emotion or mind state. Just takes us a moment of remembering here, now, back again, this moment, this breath. This is an Earth Day poem. The Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry. It says, when despair for the world grows in me and I wake in the night at the least sound in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water and feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.